This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
My man Sean Bajani is in. Hadn't told you that, man. Appreciate you filling in for Ron, the show, Ugly.
Man, you kidding me? Appreciate you having me, man.
Oh, no show, Ugly.
Boy, Ron?
Yeah, that's him. He's in Disney World.
Worked out pretty good on a Friday. Woke up early, played some golf, got to come in, talk a little ball.
Yeah, what the hell, man?
Get the night with the wife and the kiddo. It's going to be good.
Doesn't get much better, man. It doesn't get much better. You better get your tail home, get a little quality time with the wife and the kiddo, though, where you let Tyler drag you down.
Now. Well, that's up to my Uber here, or that's up to an unnamed Uber.
Did Tyler Uber too?
No, he Ubered me.
Oh, he Ubered you.
I was Bajani's taxi ride today.
Well, you ain't going home?
Well, he's got to leave. He don't get off till
I got to stay for Texans All Access.
I got you.
No Area 45 tonight.
Well, if I was going your direction, I'd take you, bud, but you are crap out of luck because I'm going east. So
it's the general direction. I would almost take you up, like if you just drop me off on like Beltway and I-10.
I'd take you to North Shore.
Well, hop, skip, and a jump up the freeway a little bit.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Hey, big shout out real quick, man. Big shout out to John Weeks, man. 15 years in the game here with the Texans. Deep snapper. One of them jobs that nobody even thinks about. You get zero credit until you do something wrong. But he signed with the San Francisco 49ers, so he's not through. He's through here in a Texans uniform. Great at his job. Thankfully, we didn't hear from Weeksy much because he was so damn good at his job. I'll be honest with you. I remember hearing from him once, to be honest with you, in terms of
what he did
negative
wrong.
Play. Yeah. So. But big shout out to him, man. Not only one of the best at the deep snap game, but 15 year Houston Texan, and a really, really, really good dude. I mean, he's just one of them dudes that, and I don't know Weeksy real well, but one of those guys that when we crossed paths, always took the time to say hello. You know, a lot of those guys look at the ground, look the other way, act like they got something in mind, don't have time to chat or anything like that. I mean, always a solid dude. Hey, what's up? How you doing? How the little girls? You know, he's got little girls as well. So follow each other on social media so know a little bit about the situation. And big shout out to him, man. Obviously a great player and more importantly to me, a really, really good dude. And wish him well out there in San Francisco.
You remember that game earlier in the season? I think it was Kyme Fairbairn had an opportunity to win the game for the Texans, and he ended up missing.
Okay.
I don't know if it was like a crazy field goal. I feel like it was probably inside 50, maybe even inside 45. He ended up missing it. The first guy that we all went up to in the locker room afterwards who had made himself available first was Jonathan Weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, he's snapping the ball, but I remember being in the press box for that game, and there was like scuttle, like, oh boy, it was a bad snap. You know,
right.
You go back and you look at the film, and it's like, if that was a bad snap, like, I think most people would take that.
Right, most people would take that bad.
You know?
Snap. Yeah.
But it was one that Kiami missed, and that's like literally the only one in recent memory that I could even associate with John Weeks. I don't know what you thought about that whole thing, but the 49ers thought good enough to, you know, get their long snapper out of here and bring Weeks in, and then we got this guy over here now, the Texans do, named Tucker Addington, who's been with 7 different organizations. And he's now the newly appointed.
Yeah, this is all, these kind of decisions have always interest me. I mean, because you're talking about in Weeksy, you're talking about a guy that's a true pro, always takes care of himself. He's always in great shape. He stays healthy. I mean, unless you're just looking for a taller guy that's heavier and more athletic, maybe I don't know. But I mean, it's always interest me when you move on from a guy like that that's been so good for so long. Because when you look at the deep snapper, they're pretty much, not minimum, but they're relatively to speaking to most of these guys, they're not making much money.
Right.
So it's like the risk of moving on from that guy, it would almost be an afterthought. Like, hey, Weeksy, you're going to be here as long as you can still snap. Just don't screw it up, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you this much money. Like, you would think, like, yeah. we don't have time to mess around. There's no, like, you got the luxury with Weeksy on your team to not even worry about deep snapper. But for some reason, they move on. Change is good. I'm sure him and his family will love a short little time out in San Francisco. Not that it's going to be short because it's not going to be any good. Just because he's already played 15 years, unless he pays 15 more, it's going to be a shorter stay out there. But I'm sure they'll enjoy California but a great dude, man. Most importantly, just a great dude. Wish you the best, my brother. All right, we talked about this. We teased this coming in. Power ranking the most concerning things with the Houston Texans right now. Look, we're in the middle of free agency. We're in the middle of the offseason. The draft hasn't even happened yet. So let's not overthink this. I mean, no, it's just a general conversation of, hey, man, what's your concern level? Because if we're being honest, the offensive side of the football was the downfall for the Texans this past year. And not only was it the downfall, you fired your offensive coordinator, you fired your offensive line coach, your quarterback took a step back, your two of your top three receivers are not going to be available. One of them's completely gone. The other one's not going to be available until who knows when next season. And so there's a lot of, you traded away your all-world left tackle, you traded away two guards. So, I mean, there's a lot of change on the offensive side of the football. The most concerning things with the Texans right now, Johnny, what you got?
Well, 2 weeks ago, I think I would have put Nick Haley at the top of this. Mm. But he's been bumped
down. He's
been bumped down.
Okay.
Now that you literally don't know where or even who's going to be playing on the offensive line for your Houston Texans right now, it's pretty concerning. And, I mean, if you're going to die on the Titus Howard Hill, then, you know, fine, do that. But how many of you had on your bingo card them trading Laremy Tunsil this offseason, trading Kenyon Green this offseason, cutting Shaq Mason this offseason? Probably most of you had that because of the cap savings the Texans could get. But that's my chief concern, is offensive line in the depth chart right now, that specifically.
Agree wholeheartedly. Got to be number one without a doubt until they fill some of these voids, which I think they will. Mm-hmm. Right now, top of the list with the Texans, the interior offensive line depth is where my concern stems. But yes, I agree with that. What you got, too?
Nick Caley. I mean, he's got one of the most pressurized jobs in the entire league going into the season, in my opinion, because you've got one of the most promising quarterbacks in the league going in C.J. Stroud, and you're coming off of back-to-back division championships, back-to-back ousters in the divisional round. You have to take the next step, and you're a guy that people already are curious about, wary about, because you've never done this before. Yeah. So for me, that's number two in terms of the most concerning, because there are so many questions about him specifically, but there are so many questions about the group that he's going to be coaching specifically, wide receivers, offensive linemen, so on and so forth.
Yeah, I think Nick Caley's very, very, very fair. The offensive coordinator, never done it before. Getting plugged into a coaching staff that's already here, getting plugged into a system terminology-wise that's already here, although he knows the language and he's coming from a similar place, not necessarily getting literally handed the reins and you hire who you want to hire and do what you want to do. It's more of a plug-in type of situation. So, yeah, I mean, he doesn't have the luxury of most offensive coordinators in a sense of hiring his guys, and he's got to make it work one way or another. So yeah, that too. I'll add to that right there. You know, he is, whether it's fair or foul, like the majority of his experience has been with tight ends. Mm-hmm. And this tight end group, any way you slice it, whether it's Dalton Schultz and how he's played and how he needs to be better, or it's Cade Stover and how he was drafted and he showed some promise last year and he's going to be better. Brevin Jordan has shown a bunch of promise. Can he stay healthy? Can he take the next step? Like the tight end position with this particular offense and their improvement, their development, their overall having a bigger impact on this offense is going to be critical. And look, Nick Caley has got bigger fish to fry in terms of creating an offense, designing an offense, and calling plays. But I think any way you slice it, whether he's directly coaching the tight ends or not, I think he's going to be, if the tight ends don't improve, we're going to look at Nick Caley like, damn, you can't even get your own position group to get right.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll add the tight ends to it. What you got? What's three?
We say the same thing about this guy, too. If there is a lot to be left, a lot to be desired. Cole Popovich. Why? Prove it. Why'd they keep you? You're the holdover. You coached these guys last year in an assistant role, okay? And now some of the guys that you coached are not here anymore, so you have your own ideas, I would presume, and they're rolling with you. They trust your opinion. They trust your judgment and talent evaluation. You have a really huge job, as much pressurized as a position coach could get because of who your quarterback is and what your team has done. And by the way, like, I'll lump Caley and Popovich into this. Why is it so pressurized? Quite simply, your defense was...
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's already top six. This might be a top three defense at the conclusion of the 25 season. They're trying to get better. What are you doing? Right now, your offense has gotten worse from season's end because there are so many question marks.
All right, there's your list. Your number one is your O-line depth chart. Obviously problems. Nick Caley, your offensive coordinator. Cole Popovich, number three, your offensive line coach. And there was a number four, the wide receiver core, which I don't know, maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm pretty confident that problem will be solved sooner rather than later, whether it's with the draft or with free agency or trade. I think that problem gets solved and everybody can move on from the wide receiver room. But I agree. I agree with that exact order, to be completely honest with you, and a lot of your reasoning right there. So good stuff right there from Sean Bajani. All right, coming up next, we got the Rockets are back in action tonight. Them Bengals are paying them wideouts, and the Players' Championship.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.